There are a lot of ways to experience water, but I doubt very many of you have fallen through a cloud. Today's segment is part of the series titled, Water is a Many Splendid Thing. Hello, I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water. I met Jay Lair many years ago when I first became active as a hydrogeologist. Back then, Jay was known for his technical expertise in hydrogeology. Now, 30 years later, you will find him jumping out of planes every month, just because it's fun.
We have a jump center in Xenia, Ohio, about 70 miles south of Columbus. It's actually the oldest continuous jump center in America. It started in 1963. A fellow by the name of Jim West fell in love with skydiving, started the jump center. It's operated continuously since that time, and we pretty much operate year-round. We jump pretty much every weekend that's jumpable right through the winter, and I have jumped there every winter month for 32 years. I'm not the world's best skydiver, but I'm really current. I kind of developed a streak of going out every month to jump just so I wouldn't get scared. And as the years piled up, it was kind of a fun thing to keep going. And now 32 years have gone by and I haven't missed a month. Just got hooked. It's just a fun, unusual hobby. There's really a high in the altitude of falling through the air. There are many aspects to it. Walking to the plane, climbing to altitude, leaping out the door thinking you're Superman. And in free fall, it's very, very peaceful. Usually you're jumping with a few other people and you do some kind of little dance in the sky, making up different formations, holding hands, moving around. Then the opening of the chute is exciting. And then, wow, is it peaceful under canopy. You can kind of see forever, depending on how high you are when you open. And then gently landing the chute, pretty much like you land an airplane. You bring down the back of the chute and what we call flare it. And if you do it right, the landings can be very, very graceful. Every so often, they're not so graceful.
Our more common occurrence for viewing clouds is to find a spot on some open grassy area or mountainside far above the tree level and simply gaze at the white tapestry formed by water's creative presence. Big, puffy clouds form into familiar objects that come alive as the wind transforms the scene. Jay's experience is a little different. There have been times when Jay found himself face to face with a cloud as he fell through it at 120 miles per hour.
It's just like being in a fog. I mean, a fog is a low cloud. And the main thing in a cloud is you want to be sure you have a good separation of people, or you're together in a formation and you can see each other, and then it's no problem. And you want to be sure that the bottom of the cloud is well above 2,000 feet, so you have plenty of time to see the ground, open your chute, and maneuver toward your landing area. But it is one of the most unusual feelings to be falling through a cloud, either in free fall or under canopy. You feel very alone, a little apprehension, you know, when are you going to get out of the cloud? And again, you don't do this purposely, but it does happen, and I've jumped through both scary and exciting at the same time. Generally, the particles of water are so fine that you don't feel them. The only thing that I have felt numerous times is sometimes there are ice crystals in the cloud. I mean, sometimes it's a cloud that ultimately could become rainy, and you can feel the ice crystals. You almost feel like your face is sandblasted.
Jay went on to tell me that jumping through clouds is not really allowed by the FAA. This activity should be avoided because numerous dangerous circumstances are created. This is one water relationship that I didn't expect to find. Fundamental to our lives and environment. I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water.